Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is chapter 18, conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. I explained at the beginning that renunciation is the opposite of sense gratification. And renunciation is automatically achieved when you do bhakti. Because we learn very early in the Bhagavatam that two things automatically are achieved when you do devotional service. One is renunciation or detachment, and the other is knowledge. Both of those are automatically there when you do devotional service. And devotional service is the conclusion of this Bhagavad Gita. Let us now go to text number 40. Please repeat. Na tad asti prativyangva divideve shubha puna satvam prakriti jayramuktam yad evi syat tribi gunai. Na, not, tat, that, asti, there is, prativyam, on the earth, va, or, divi, in the higher planetary system, deveshu, among the demigods, va, or, puna, again, satvam, existence, prakriti jai, born of material nature, muktam, liberated, yat, that, abhi, from the influence of these, syat, is, tribhi, three, gunai, modes of material nature. Please repeat. There is no being existing either here or among the demigods in the higher planetary system which is freed from these three modes, born of material nature. Now I will ask a question. Are there any exceptions to this verse? What kind of devotees? Yes, a pure devotee. Anybody else? They're totally under the modes of nature. They're in mode of ignorance. They're in ignorance. Yeah, they're fixed. Yes. Yeah, we can go all three. Take your choice. But is there anyone else besides pure devotees? Ah. Yes, or God. Yes. And if I think that when God comes as an avatar, he's under the modes of nature, what do I become? I become Pashandi, a great offender. Because that's exactly what the Mayavadis say. The Mayavadis say, oh yes, when God comes, he is also under the mode of goodness. No. Otherwise, if somebody thinks that God is also under the jurisdiction of the three modes of material nature, even the mode of goodness, then when they read Ram Leela, or when they read Krishna Leela, they're going to make a big mistake. Now this is, it might be difficult for somebody to accept that. It may be difficult. That's why in this Bhagavad Gita it is said, hardly one person knows Krishna in truth. Hardly one. All right, let's look at the purport. Purport. The Lord here summarizes the total influence of the three modes of material nature all over the universe. Now, very important. So you all agreed that the exception to this verse was a pure devotee. Yes, you all agreed to that? Huh? Listen to the next question and your question will be answered. So, that's why I'm doing this. Okay? Then you should have objected because... So, how many of you accept that there are two exceptions to this verse? Nobody else? I know you, but nobody else has their hand raised? So you don't believe that there's... Well, then I want to see. I want to see who believes, who doesn't. Obviously, Kamlesh doesn't. Okay, so now I have to prove it, right? So what verse in the Bhagavad Gita proves that a pure devotee is not under the influence of the modes of material nature? There's a verse. Rama. Huh? You got to tell me what the verse, explain. Explain it. Huh? Okay. What does it say in English? What does it say? But, there's a but.
But if you surrender to Krishna, you will cross
over. Okay, that's good. That's one verse. There's even a better verse to prove that the pure devotee is free from the modes of nature. There's a better verse.
What chapter?
Chapter 14. Try chapter 14, verse 26. Well, go there. Come on, since you don't know it. Ah. So what's the translation? Read the translation. Wait. You got the verse?
Yes.
Nice and loud.
One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at one transcends the most material nature and thus comes to the level of God.
So, Kamlesh, are you convinced now? There's that one is even more clearer. 7:14 also. But this one is like so direct. Yes. In other words, so then somebody may say, in your defense, Kamlesh, somebody may say, see, this proves there are no pure devotees. Somebody could use that if they wanted to. But theoretically, because I know somebody like that. I know somebody. He says, there are no gurus because there's nobody. I'm not going to say the name, but he even said it in class. He wasn't giving the class. It was my class at Radha Raman. And he, in front of everybody, said, I don't think anybody is bona fide guru. And I was like, whoa.
What did he say?
Huh? I said, then nobody can help you. Because that means you think that you are better than everybody else. Yeah, but his argument, there is nobody to surrender to. I mean, look, you can't force somebody to accept. But I would say, I said to him, well, I can't help you. If you think that there's nobody who's actually following the teachings of Krishna, then what can we, I was just kind of thinking, why are you wasting your time? All right, so now you know the answer. Yes. So the other point here is that according to Lord Chaitanya, when you say something, you have to be able to back it up by referring to the scriptures, which, yes. Seeming contradiction. Seeming. Okay? In other words, this is in the Vedas, there are general statements, but they're going to be exceptions. There's a general, in other words, yes, other than somebody who, which you just read in the Bhagavad Gita, we just read. So, that's why it also said, Manushyanam, after many births, hardly one knows me in truth. So, it's rare, I agree, it's rare that somebody can reach this stage. But doesn't mean it's impossible. Otherwise, nobody gets liberation. If nobody gets liberation, then why are we studying? If this is absolutely, absolutely true, then it's like, well, why bother? That's like saying, you can go to college, but you're not going to get a degree. Then why would you go? Yes, we want your money, and we want you to have a $200,000 debt after you graduate, but you're not going to get a degree. Right? It's like silly. Yes, so a lot of things, that's why there is Vedanta. In other words, and there are other statements like this in throughout the Vedas, seemingly contradictory. Prabhupada gives that very clearly in the Ishopanishad. You all know, if you touch stool, what do you have to do? But what about cow stool? Ah, see? So Prabhupada makes this point. Wait a second, your Vedas saying contradictory things. Yeah, in general, and because then Prabhupada says, oh, then if I touch the stool of a Brahmin, that must also be pure. Nope. Only cow stool. Yes, only that. So yes, there are seemingly contradictions, but when you have a bona fide spiritual master and you've gone through and you know the conclusions, then the contradictions you're able to adjust. Can we continue?
Yes.
We're satisfied?
Yes.
All right. Good. Text number 41. Brahmana kshatriya visham. Sudranam chaparantapa. Karmani pravibhaktani. Swabhava prabhavair gunai. Brahmana. Of the Brahmanas, Kshatriya, the Kshatriyas, Visham, and the Vaishyas, Sudranam, of the Shudras, Cha, and Parantapa, O subduer of the enemies, Karmani, the activities, Pravibhaktani, are divided, Swabhava, their own nature, prabhavai, born of, gunai, by the modes of material nature. Brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras are distinguished by the qualities born of their own natures in accordance with the material modes. O chastiser of the enemy. So, the other implication of this verse, because you will read, and Prabhupada mentions it, in Kali Yuga everybody's born in general. Okay? It doesn't mean absolutely in every single instance, but in general in Kali Yuga, in a general sense, everyone is born Shudra. But at the same time, everyone is quality. Just because everybody's born a Shudra, that doesn't mean that everybody's personality is exactly the same. Because this is still there. Somebody may be born Shudra, but he's also going, nobody's born pure Shudra. There are going to be other mixtures of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya qualities in a particular individual. And it's in different degrees. So, the idea of what your nature is a very complicated thing. Yes, in general, everybody's born a Shudra. True. But on top of that, each and every one of you has other qualities mixed in. All right, let's see. Is there a purport? No. Oh, yes. Nope. There's no purport to this verse. All right, here we go. Please repeat. Shamo damastapak shaucham. Kshantir arjavam evacha. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam. Brahma karma swabhavajam. Now going back to the previous verse. Why? What is it that makes everyone in Kali Yuga more or less in general a Shudra? There's a reason. Why? Why? No. It's because the parents don't do Garbhadan Samskar. If the parents did Garbhadan Samskar, then you're not born Shudra. In the previous ages, the parents did Garbhadan Samskar, and therefore Brahmanas begot a Brahmana child, Kshatriya begot Kshatriya children, etc. But in the absence of Garbhadan Samskar, then that's why it is said, Kalao Shudra Sambhava. Now, some of you, your parents, might have done the Garbhadan Samskar. There's a much better chance in your lives, not in my life, but in your lives, there's a much better chance that there was some kind of Garbhadan Samskar. All right. Shama, peacefulness. Dhamma, self-control. Tapa, austerity. Saucham, purity. Kshanti, tolerance. Arjavam, honesty. Eva, certainly. Cha, and. Jnanam, knowledge. Vijnanam, wisdom. Astikyam, religiousness. Brahma, of a Brahmana. Karma, duty. Swabhavajam, born of his own nature. So the key word here is karma, duty. How the Brahmana acts. Because even, okay, Ravana was the son of a Brahmana. Was Ravana a Brahman? How? Why? Because of his actions. He was supposed to be a Brahmana because he's the son of a Brahmana. But by his actions, what did he become? Not only less than Sudra, he became a Rakshasa, right? Same with Hiranyakashipu. He was the son of Kashyapa also, right? But because of Ditti and that illicit sex, no Garbhadan Samskara, him and his twin brother, they were born as the first demons. That was the beginning, right there. That's where it all started. So just because, and this is the thing, somebody may say, oh, I am born of such and such family. That's all right. You have to demonstrate by your actions that, and so here's the checklist. Here is the checklist. If you say you're a Brahmin, then what's the first qualification? Yes. Peacefulness also means mind control. You have control over the mind. Then Dhamma, control of your senses. Tapa, you practice austerity. Let's see if anybody knows. What is the supreme austerity? What? Wait. You speak. You have read Prabhupada's books or somebody has taught you properly. The topmost austerity is celibacy. That's the supreme. All right. And in as devotees, we practice austerity by giving up four things. Namely,
no intoxication,
no meat eating, sex, no gambling. That's austerity. That makes you a human being, Prabhupada would say. That makes you a human being. What, speak of a board member? It makes you a human being. All right? In other words, if you don't follow these four regulative principles, you're not even considered a civilized human being. Okay? All right. Also, we practice austerity twice a month following... there you go. Okay, good. Next one is shaucham, purity. What are the two kinds of purity? Internal, external. Which one is more important? How do you remain internally clean? Yes, always remembering Krishna. And how do you practice external cleanliness? Yes. Householders are supposed to take minimum how many? No, two. Sannyasis have to take three. Householders, if you take two, you're good enough. Sannyasis supposed to take three. Householders, two is enough. Okay? Then the tolerance. Just like Parikshit, he could have counter-cursed Sringi, right? He could have nullified, but what he agreed to tolerate it. Okay, the next one, honesty. In other words, no duplicity. Duryodhan was not an honest man. He was always having some scheme, some plan, how to cheat, how to kill. Who was the great example of honesty? Vidura, Yudhisthira, Harishchandra. Yes. Yes, very good. But of course, Yudhisthira, right? Okay. Then knowledge. That's a big thing for Kamleshir. Knowledge. And then this next word, wisdom. Yes. So knowledge, when placed into practice, that gives you wisdom. Fear, yes, vigyan. Let's say you're going to school to be a doctor. And so you have to go to so many years of school. Then you have to take residency. This, that, you have to do so much. Now when you actually are working and doing the operations, it's a different thing. You read about it, you saw the videos, you took the test, but now you're actually working on a living being, and in your hands is that person's life and death. Kind of scary, isn't it? Because one little wrong move, $1 million lawsuit. Big, big responsibility. Right? You got to hand it to these doctors. I mean, my God. So many things can go wrong. One little thing. So actual practical application of the knowledge, that's a whole other thing. All right. Please repeat. Peacefulness, self-control. Austerity. Purity. Tolerance. Honesty. Knowledge. Wisdom. And religiousness. Yeah, we didn't do that one. Astikyam. Prabhupada says, in one of the first lectures I heard Prabhupada, he says, astikyam, religiousness, means firm faith in Guru and the Vedas. That's religiousness. Firm faith. My Guru has said, and it is supported by what the Shastras say. So, I will ask Kamlesh. It's coming up. Okay, hold on. Answer my question, then I'll let you ask your question. Okay? One for one. So, according to this, astikyam, I just said, firm faith in Guru and Krishna. So, what would you say is the ultimate religiousness, according to Bhagavad Gita? Surrender to Krishna. Right. Surrender to Krishna. What is your question now?
Well,
this is all good behavior. This is good behavior. Yeah, all of this is good behavior. When you control your mind and senses, that's good behavior. That requires when you're honest, that's good behavior. When you practice austerity, that's good behavior. When you take your bath, when you are always thinking of God at all times, that's good behavior. This word shanti, tolerance, is sometimes translated as forgiveness. Like I gave the example, Yudhishthir told Sanjaya, tell them, we're willing to forgive what you did to Draupadi. We're willing to forgive all the times you tried to kill us. We're willing to forgive all the crap that you did to us all our lives. Just give us 5 villages. We're willing to forgive you. That's good behavior. So the sum total of this is good behavior. Yes?
Prahlad Maharaj, question is, he's born from,
that is you call exception to the rule. In his case, there was no Garbhadhan Samskara, but that was the direct arrangement of Krishna. Because Prahlad says later on, my Lord, you sent me here to demonstrate what it means to be a devotee. And Nrisimhadev said, you are the best example of my devotee. And Prahlad said, you have sent me here. So yes, that's an exception to the rule. There are exceptions. Okay, what? One at a time, one at a time. That is true, but he was a devotee even before Narada preached to him. The teachings of Narada was there, yes, but even before that, he was a pure devotee. Anything else? Wait. I heard other voices back there in the... Okay. Yes.
Second question. The last you said that Guru and Krishna.
Yes.
Somebody does not have Guru and Krishna. He has all these things. You know, the qualities. And in Krishna, no Guru.
I don't know. I'd like to see that person, first of all.
No.
First, show me this person. In other words, this is what is called straw man argument. You're creating something that may not even exist. Show me that person who has all of this and no guru. I want to see that person. I don't think he exists. It's called straw man argument. It's done all the time in politics. You make an argument based on this fictitious person that doesn't really exist, and you're supposed to debate on it.
Or they have some qualities in Krishna. Suppose some qualities in Krishna.
Well, there are 3 kinds of gurus. So, they must have had some training by their parents. Parents are the first guru. So therefore, I don't believe that that's true. They must have had some. Okay? Shall we continue? Kamlesh, you're satisfied? Okay. Shall we continue? Good. I'm having fun. I hope you are. All right. Let's go to text 43. Sharyam Tejo Dhritir Daksham. Yudde chapya palayanam, danang ishvara bhavascha, shatram karma swabhavajam. Hold on a second, I gotta do something. Everybody chant japa, please. All right, now we do the synonyms. Sharyam, heroism. Teja, power. Dritti, determination. Daksham, resourcefulness. Yudhe, in battle. Cha, and. Upi, also. Apalayanam, not fleeing. Danam, generosity. Ishvara, of leadership. Bhava, the nature. Cha, and. Kshatram, of a kshatriya. Karma, duty. Swabhavajam, born of his own nature. So reading this word, apalayanam, I just did a recording from the Mahabharata. When the kingdom of Virat, Duryodhan and the others, they went to steal the cows from King Virat. So Virat went with Yudhishthir. At that time, Yudhishthir was known as what? Kanka. Yes, very good. That was his alter ego, Kanka. So they were off, and then there was another disturbance. So the son of Virat, he had to go and fight. And who was his chariot driver? Who was known as? Brihannala, right. So when that, what was his name? No, that was not his name. The son of the Virat. Huh? No, it's not Uttam. Maybe it's a different.
Uttam was his daughter and Uttam was his son.
Well, in the version I read, it's not the name given. But you understand it as Uttara. I'm not disputing. But in the book I read, they have a different name. Anyway. So when he was on the chariot and Brihannala was driving it, then he saw, oh my God, I have to fight the Kurus? So he got off the chariot and was running away. And Brihannala caught him and said, what? And so, apalayanam. Not, he said, what kind of kshatriya are you? And he said, I'm not doing this. I'm not dying for this. Forget it. So Arjuna, and then Arjuna convinced him, let me, you drive the chariot, I'll fight them. So, this verse is directly proved by Arjuna. On that incident, was he heroic? Yes, he defeated everyone. He defeated Bhishma, he defeated Drona, Karna, and Duryodhan. Each one, he took care of each one. Boom, boom, boom. Humiliated each and every one of them. Did he show power? He certainly did. What was his bow? Gandiva. And it was saying the Gandiva was always like in a semicircle. And you say, Uttar, he was like amazed. In fact, he said, I can't even handle being on the chariot. Even when you shoot your bow, it's giving me like this headache. I can't handle it. It's like, and he also again wanted to leave. He said, this is too much. Arjuna again had to pull him back. He said, wait, we're not finished here. We have to get the cows. Because he was like, I can't stand it. It's like all these weapons. And he said that, when you twang your bow, it's like a big, big vibration. Okay, resourcefulness. Did Arjuna have determination?
Yes.
Definitely. And it was in the battle, and he didn't flee. Ishwara, leadership. So, I just read that. I'm glad because this verse. Please repeat. Heroism. Power. Determination. Resourcefulness. Courage in battle. Generosity. And leadership. Are the natural qualities of work. For the kshatriyas. So, it is a good example of generosity. Believe it or not, Karna. Karna was that nature that he even said, if anybody asks charity, I will give it. Especially at what time of the day? Noon. He would do some worship of the sun god at noon. And that's when... Well, I think Kunti came in the morning and Krishna came at noon. Indra. Ah, yes, you guys know. What? That's right. Indra came at noon, right? And what did he ask from Karna? He wanted his skin because he was born with this impenetrable skin. He had this skin, and even Surya appeared to him in a dream and said, don't give it. Indra's going to come. In other words, Surya knew, oh, I know what Indra's thinking. I better go save my son. So he appeared to Karna in his dream as a Brahmin and said, whatever you do, give Indra anything he wants, but don't give your armor, your coat of mail. But it was actually his skin. It wasn't something he would put on. He was born with it. Okay? And he gladly gave it. He said, no. If a Brahmana comes and asks for charity, I'm going to give it. So Surya said, well, at least get something from him. What did he get from Indra? Yes, the Shakti dart. But there was a stipulation. It could only be used once. So you better use it wisely. Yes, and then I want my weapon back. Yeah, don't try to make a deal with Indra. It's not much. You get it once, that's it. So, and he also said, when I'm giving you my skin, make it so that it's not too painful. So the pain was lessened by Indra's blessing. But still, he gave his own. Continue. Yes. He gave two steps, but he got cheated. Yes. With two steps, Krishna took everything away. Which is why some people don't want anything to do with Krishna. They think, oh, if I go surrender to Krishna, he's going to take everything from me. I don't want Krishna. He's going to take everything away. All right. Let's do 1844. Krishigo rakshava nijam. Vaishakarma swabhavajam. Parichayatmakam karma. Sudrasyapi swabhavajam. Krishi, plowing. Go, of cows. Raksha, protection. Vanijam, trade. Vaisha, of a vaisha. Karma, duty. Swabhavajam, born of his own nature. Paricharya, service. Atmakam, consisting of. Karma, duty. Sudrasya, of the Shudra. Api, also. Swabhavajam, born of his own nature. Farming, cow protection, and business are the natural work for the Vaishyas. And for the Shudras, there is labor and service to others. So, when Krishna was speaking to his father one day in Vrindavan, Krishna identified with what community? Yes. It was the occasion of what was the occasion? Yes. His father was about to worship Indra. So when Krishna was speaking... I have. Thank you. May Krishna bless you. When Krishna was beginning to argue with his father, he said, We are Vaishyas. Now, of these three, right, it says farming, cow protection, and business. Krishna said, primarily we are doing what?
Cow
protection. He said, that's our main business. So Krishna said, forget Indra, what's he doing for us? He pours rain on the ocean and the desert where it's not needed. Come on. We're mostly dependent on cows and Govardhan Hill, because that's where the cows go. So he said, they're not going to worship Indra, let's worship Govardhan Hill. This is where we're is sustaining us. And farming, and then business. Prabhupada explains business means you do farming and cow protection, you have excess, you can do some trade, you can do some business. Natural work for the Vaishyas. And for the Sudras, there is labor and service to others. All right. We'll stop there. Everybody, hold on. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Yes, Kamlesh ji. Huh? You brought up a very good question. Very good. So, what we have just discussed, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, is this a material or spiritual thing? First question. It's material. It's dealing with the body. Now, when you come to spiritual life, these things are not an impediment. This was the fundamental basis of Lord Chaitanya's movement, but even before Lord Chaitanya, anyone could, if they were accepted by a saintly person, they could also get spiritual training. It would be dependent on the guru. But let's bring it to modern times. So according to Lord Chaitanya, whether you're a Brahmin, Vaishya, Shudra, even in Bhagavad Gita, excuse that. What is that verse in 9th chapter? Striyo Vaishyas Tata Sudras Tepi Yanti Param Gitin. You know that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Huh? Read the translation if you will. Yeah, in English. Thank you.
932. O son of Buddha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishya, merchants, and the Shudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination.
Can obtain the supreme destination. So, according to what Krishna says there, it really doesn't matter. Even you are born low. And what was the word? If they take shelter of me, correct?
Yes.
So surrender to Krishna trumps everything.
So even a businessman can surrender to Brahman.
If he... No, we're not talking... Again, you want to go to Brahman. Hold on. Don't mix and match. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra is material. Okay? Don't forget Brahman, that's still material. We want to be Vaishnavas, we want to be devotees. Yes. So, the key thing is what? What do they have to do, these low class people? Well, what does he say?
Take shelter,
which is the same as surrender. Okay, so if you surrender to Krishna, now you are a Vaishnava. You are above Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Huh?
Even Chandala,
yes.
And even a woman, yes.
Even that's the exact verse of Krishna. Stri, the very first word of the verse. Stri. Okay? So, Ramananda Roy was considered in India. Some of him considered Shudra, some considered him Kshatriya. It depends in the area of India. So that was when Ramananda Roy was traveling, he was with a whole bunch of Brahmanas. And when he met Lord Chaitanya, the two of them ran to each other, embraced, and the Brahmanas were saying, "This is very odd. Why is this sannyasi embracing a Sudra?" And therefore the explanation is, yes, externally Ramananda Roy was a Sudra, but internally he was very spiritually elevated. So much so that Lord Chaitanya learned from him. Rupa and Sanatan were born in Brahmin families, but because they took employment in the Muslim government, the Brahmanas kicked them out. "You're no longer Brahmanas. You have accepted Muslim names. You are now Muslim. Goodbye. We don't want to see you because we are Pakka Pakka Brahmins. You can't associate with us." So Lord Chaitanya made them his two big disciples. Because Lord Chaitanya's movement is not based on the bodily concept of life. And besides, didn't we say Kalo Sudra Sambhava? So nobody should be proud. "I am born this and that." Yeah, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. So we're all equal here. The main thing is, are you doing devotional service? Are you surrendering to Krishna? That's what we're concerned with. Not whether somebody is Hindu or not Hindu. Whether somebody is Brahman, Kshatriya, that's still on the bodily, material platform of life. We want to see, oh, they're reading Bhagavad Gita.
They're following
Bhakti Yoga. Right. Just, I give the example so many times. When you went to the hospital, did you care? "Well, I only want a Hindu doctor." Right? You didn't care whether the guy was Chinese, Muslim. You wanted the best doctor. Yes? Now that best doctor may be man or woman. You just want the best doctor. Correct? Right? When you get your car fixed, do you ask, "Hey, I only want Hindu mechanics on my..." You don't do that, do you? No. You want the best man for the best job, regardless of their material situation. So that's how you look at it. Who has the best qualifications? Not what caste were they born in. So Lord Chaitanya's movement is all based on, is he hearing and chanting? Lord Chaitanya was asked, "How do I know who is a devotee?" Lord Chaitanya said, simple. Does Krishna come out of their mouth? That's all. If the word Krishna comes out of somebody's mouth, all right.
Even once.
That's a devotee. Oh, they said the name Krishna. Very good. Yes. So now you know how to preach because we have read Bhagavad Gita. And besides, Kamlesh, your question is the subject of the next section of the Bhagavad Gita, by the way. Krishna already knew you were going to ask that question. So the next two or three verses answers your question. Just go to the next verse. Look at the translation of the next verse, which we're going to do next time. By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect. Look at that. Right, Kamali? It's right there in the very next verse. So whether one's a Brahmin, even a Sudra can become perfect. So does it matter? Doesn't matter. A Sudra can... Look at me. I'm not even a Sudra. Malecha Yavanai. Prabhupada even said to my face, "Malecha Yavanai, Papa Yonaya." I've told the story so many times, right? Prabhupada was preaching right there, and he kept saying to the lady, Papa Yonaya, Papa Yonaya, right? More than once, all right? Prabhupada was explaining this doesn't matter that he's coming from Malecha Yavana States of America or Papa Yonaya States of America. Doesn't matter. Yes. That, look at that, number 46. Everyone go to text 46. By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, a man can attain perfection through performing his work. Meaning, you work as a Brahmin, fine. But worship the Lord, you can achieve perfection. Vaishyas. What, the residents of Vrindavan didn't go back to Godhead because they were Vaishyas? No. They were worshiping the Lord. Hanuman is a monkey. Look where he went. Jatayu was a bird. How did he leave his body? Right? All the monkeys went to Ayodhya Loka. They all went. So whether you're a man, woman, child, this, that, here it is, by worship the Lord. Arjuna, how do you worship the Lord in the age of Kali? Hare Nama Eva Kevalam answers almost every question. Hare Nama, just chant. Shall we have arti?
Yes.
We're 3 minutes over. What? No, no. No. Let's do it. I'm on a roll. Come on. Yes. Explain, please. There you go. See, you should have just asked your wife. No, but I know you were testing me. You got, that's good. All right.